A bill that prevents Indiana from making coal ash rules stricter than federal ones is awaiting the governor's signature. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, some lawmakers and environmental groups worry this could prevent the State Department of Environmental Management from doing what's best to handle toxic coal ash in Indiana.
The waste left over from burning coal can have toxic heavy metals like mercury, cadmium, and arsenic that can get into groundwater and pollute local drinking water sources. The Hoosier Environmental Council says the bill could call into question anything the state has done to regulate coal ash that isn't spelled out in federal rules. Democratic Senator Rodney Pohl opposes the bill. He says there are already residents in northwest Indiana that can't drink their well water because of coal ash pollution.
I always hear about how we can't rely on the federal government, but right now we're going to rely on the federal government to do our job, particularly in a state where we have some of the worst water quality in the nation.
The bill also says the Ohio Valley Electric Corporation doesn't have to follow new state rules for its coal ash ponds at its Clifty Creek power plant until it can meet federal requirements. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.